Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today we're diving into something super important, a concept that might surprise some folks. Self-compassion. You think Stoicism is all about being this stone-cold, emotionless badass? Well, let me tell you, it's actually way more nuanced than that. It's about training your mind to be resilient, adaptable, and yes, even kind to yourself. Because guess what? We're all human, and we all mess up sometimes. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, here comes the mushy stuff, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't about being a doormat or letting negativity slide. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, that we're all on this journey together, and treating ourselves with the same understanding and kindness we'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. Ever felt like you completely bombed a presentation? Or maybe you said something stupid in front of someone you really liked? We've all been there. That little voice in our head starts going wild, right? You idiot, what were you thinking? But wouldn't it be better to say, okay, that didn't go as planned, I can learn from this and do better next time. See the difference? Here are 5 key takeaways about self-compassion in Stoicism. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them. When you get that surge of anger or frustration, don't fight it. Acknowledge it, label it, and observe it without judgment. This awareness is the first step to managing those emotions effectively. 2. Practice mindfulness. Think of mindfulness like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Stoic philosophy emphasizes living deliberately and focusing on what you can control right now. Mindfulness helps with that tremendously. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. We tend to be much kinder and more understanding towards our friends when they're struggling than we are to ourselves. So why not apply that same compassion to yourself? When you make a mistake or face a challenge, talk to yourself as you would a dear friend with empathy, encouragement, and a dash of humor. 4. Focus on growth. Instead of dwelling on past mistakes, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, even the greatest Stoic philosophers messed up sometimes. It's about how we learn from those experiences and move forward stronger. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Stoicism is all about appreciating what you have, even amidst challenges. Taking time to reflect on the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and boost your resilience. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've been studying hard, but suddenly your mind goes blank right before you go on stage. You might feel that familiar wave of panic, I can't do this, I'm going to mess it up. But here's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts spiral out of control, take a deep breath, remind yourself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focus on the material you prepared. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about managing your emotions effectively. Self-compassion is a powerful tool in that arsenal. It helps you navigate challenges with grace, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward with strength and resilience. So, my challenge for you today is to practice a little more self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your feelings, and remember you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes of Stoic Mental Armor. Until next time, keep it strong, keep it real, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.